Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Checking our economic crystal ball for 2024. From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. U.S. markets are closed today for New Year's Day. They reopen tomorrow morning at 9:30 Wall Street time. What will the new year bring for the economy? A stock rally? Lower interest rates? Some analysts are predicting economic growth will slow, bringing inflation under control and giving the Federal Reserve room to lower interest rates. But take these forecasts with more than a grain of salt, because previous ones have not exactly held up. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Many analysts, including Michael Gapin of Bank of America, say the post-pandemic U.S. economy has surprised them.
There's been increasing evidence that suggests the economy can do two things at the same time: continue to grow modestly, but also see disinflationary pressures.
That's not exactly a common scenario, and Gapin expects it to continue this year.
We would call that a soft landing, where growth slows, but we see recession risk still as being fairly low.
This environment, analysts think, will allow the Federal Reserve to begin reducing interest rates, which are now at more than 20-year highs. Bank of America predicts that by the end of this year, the Fed will have cut its benchmark rate by 1 percentage point. Goldman Sachs says it could be 1.25 points. Ben Snyder of Goldman expects stocks to rally as interest rates drop and consumer spending holds up.
The most important driver generally of stocks is earnings growth. And these big companies have had extraordinarily strong earnings growth, and their outlooks for earnings expectations have risen pretty substantially.
But plenty of CEOs have been more cautious. They're pointing to higher consumer debt and depleted pandemic savings. And it's important to keep forecasts in perspective. They're based on current economic trajectories. Those can change, sometimes rapidly, making forecasts seem, well, rather silly in hindsight.
It's a hurricane. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
That was JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon in the summer of 2022, when he told a finance conference in New York that his bank was bracing for tough times ahead. By January of 2023, he was walking back that forecast on CNBC and predicting a better year.
I shouldn't have ever used the word hurricane. What I said was there were storm clouds which may mitigate, and people said, oh, he doesn't think it's a big deal. And I said, no, those storm clouds could be a hurricane. It could be nothing. It could be bad. And I think we should understand that. I'm not predicting one or the other.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement of the year that was. Even optimistic forecasters had thought the S&P 500 would rise maybe about 9%. It went up well over 20%.
People debate whether this is Niels Bohr or Yogi Berra or someone else who said our predictions are hard, especially about the future.
Ben Snyder of Goldman emphasizes that a year ago, he was in the minority, predicting a soft landing. Still, he says the economy could have easily gone the other way.
It is always hard to make forecasts, but some environments are more challenging than others. And I certainly think this entire pandemic and post-pandemic environment has been particularly hard.
And soon the latest predictions will be put to the test. Remember, rising stocks, falling interest rates, and a slowing but resilient economy in 2024. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
The relationship between the world's largest economies, the United States and China, was high on the news agenda in 2023. To help assess what might lie ahead, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Liana Byrne, spoke to Dan Wang, chief economist of China's Hang Seng Bank in Shanghai.
Do you think poor communication has been at the heart of 2023's rocky relationship?
I would say so. And when the communication channel between all levels of government are cut to the bare minimum, then there is a high chance of miscalculation. The decoupling in the high-tech sector is quite obvious. And to me, it is more damaging than the high-tech decoupling in the semiconductor industry. Because when a big company like Dell or Apple decide to relocate more of their production lines away from China, they would bring more suppliers for those companies also away to that new destination, be it Mexico or India. So for China, now the new strategy is to prioritize economic security, and the government is subsidizing all kinds of emerging industries, and that's at the cost of services and consumption.
Now, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said that businesses were telling her earlier in the year that China was uninvestable due to the fines, raids, and other actions against firms. What's your view on that?
I don't think that China is uninvestable. Even in the short term, China is still a good destination for many of the industries. And if you're in, say, the consumer sector, one way or another, you will end up in China. For Raimondo's comments, I think she's more referring to the short-term tension, because for many of the foreign investors, they feel very uncomfortable now operating in China. The regulations are way more stringent than before. On top of that, the privilege that foreign investors used to get started to dissipate, and they are now feel as pretty much as uncomfortable as the domestic private small companies in China.
I wanted to ask about Taiwan. It's obviously a big ongoing issue. China sees self-rule Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be under Beijing control. How do we see that playing out in 2024?
My guess is the status quo. If Hong Kong situation is any indication, even if China has done something to bring Taiwan back, how to incorporate in Chinese economy will be a bigger problem. There has to be much more success in Hong Kong before China can really claim that it can do a successful takeover of Taiwan. So I think the threat is actually quite low.
That was Dan Wang, chief economist at China's Hang Seng Bank in Shanghai, speaking with my colleague, the BBC's Liana Byrne. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer with the Marketplace Morning Report. From all of us here, have a healthy and happy 2024. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.